Hey guys, if you want early access to all our Eclectic Mix feed, follow us on Instagram at Eclectic Mix Podcast. G'day guys, and welcome back to the Eclectic Mix Podcast for our third episode of the revamped series. We are excited, thrilled to have you guys back for the trio. We're being consistent. We're trying to give you the best content that we possibly can during these COVID times. Indeed. We're just trying to make your day. Indeed, Cab, indeed.
Indeed.
So, yeah, take it away, Cab.
So, our first story comes from The Mirror, and it is about where you should store your vegetables. Now, of course, if you're a loyal listener, you would have known last week we talked about where you should store your chocolate. And that was in the cupboard, I believe. So,
yes, correct.
Brock, first of all, before you reveal it, just like we did last week, where do you generally store most of your fruit or veg?
Fruit, berries, generally in the fridge. Berries definitely in the fridge. Vegetables mostly in the fridge, but things like bananas, oranges, mandarins, avocados are generally stored on my bench top. Cap, where do you keep your fruit and veg?
Well,
or in a fruit basket or whatever.
Fruit and veg generally is not in the fridge, on the bench for almost everything, actually, unless it's like frozen peas. Obviously, you're not gonna keep that out
on the bench top. What, so do you have like trying to think of stuff that I keep in the crisper in the fridge, like celery? Do you have celery?
Celery, I'm not much of a celery man. No, really, like grapes is like the only thing I can think of that we usually put in the.
Yeah, fair. Anyways, so give us the rundown, Cab, on what's going on here.
So it says that people often make a big mistake with where they put their bananas. They say it's a common misconception that bananas should not be kept in the fridge. It says that they actually prolong the shelf life of the banana and
the ripeness.
Yes.
That's my mistake, Cab. I keep my bananas.
Nobody likes a bruised, battered and beaten banana, do they?
No, but I couldn't imagine eating a cold banana.
A cold banana? Really? You couldn't imagine? It'd definitely be a weird experience, like a mushy, it'd be a bit strange.
Apparently, according to this, our bananas are kept in the freezer. Oh, no, not the freezer.
frozen.
These have just gone from frozen bananas.
Frozen. Yeah, chuck it at the microwave for a couple of minutes and heat it up.
Oh, God, I couldn't think of anything worse.
And it also says that root vegetables, so vegetables that are grown in the ground, should be, such as carrots and potatoes, should be in dry conditions where there's not a lot of moisture and not in plastic packaging.
Okay.
It's like, you know, when you said the carrots when you go to the supermarket, and it's like you pick it up and it's got all like the water droplets on it, and just
dirt
looks a bit soggy. It doesn't look appetizing, does it?
Are you talking about carrots that you buy organically, like single carrots, or the packet carrots?
The packet carrots. I'm talking about in the plastic, the 1 kilo plastic packets of carrots you can get.
Not a fan of them. Not a fan. But I see what you mean about the... Yeah, they don't look appetizing.
No, they don't.
The organic singular carrots.
And, one food expert continued to say that despite the phrase, cool as a cucumber, cucumbers shouldn't be kept in the fridge. Which is a bit contradicting, isn't it? Where do you reckon that even came from, cool as a cucumber? Do you reckon it's just because of the alliteration?
I was about to say the same thing. I think it just sounds cool. But obviously, if you keep your cucumbers in the fridge, then they are cool as a cucumber. So obviously the dude or the female that or whatever come up with a phrase.
2020, bro, come on.
Yeah, they kept their cucumbers in the fridge.
Do you know where you don't want to keep things?
I don't know where.
Stuck in a sewer. You do not want to keep anything in a sewer. And that was a really awful segue, but we had to do it. A woman.
I think the highlight of this podcast is our horrible segues.
The highlight. Don't say that, Brock. We gotta keep the listeners up somehow. The best part of our podcast is at the end. Is the entire podcast, though. So you should listen to all of it. Thank you. A woman and a dog are rescued from a Massachusetts sewer. Massachusetts? If anyone could spell Massachusetts, that is a very impressive feat. So firefighters in Massachusetts came to the rescue of a woman who chased her dog into an underground pipe, ended up stranded in the sewer. So it said that she ended up about 150 feet into the sewer, which how many meters is that, Brock? 150
Please
feet.
Don't ask me. Hey, Google. How long is 150 feet in meters?
150 feet is equivalent to 45.72 meters.
There you go.
45.72. Like good old Siri. And it said Oopsie. At least it wasn't Alexa.
Anyways.
Shout out to Alexa.
Yeah.
So
if we can get Alexa on the podcast, it'd be fantastic.
Alexa. it said that so the person who ended up calling the firefighters and getting the help was sitting in a house, and she heard screams that sounded help, essentially, and it could have been
good.
But it made me think about what would you do, you know, if you were sitting at home and you heard screams outside that sounded like help. Are you a fight or flight? Do you go in just all guns blazing, you know, act first, think later,
I'd be cautious, but I'd be, if someone's screaming for help, then obviously you go in.
I say screw them.
Especially after watching it.
Could you imagine like the firefighters rock up to the manhole and it's just Pennywise?
And they're like, nope, sorry, not happening. We're not going in.
Hey there, firefighter.
Oh, God. 40, what was it? 42 feet or 45?
45.
Feet?
Yeah, 40, 45 meters.
Still. Oh, yeah, meters, sorry. That's not that far.
So that far. I don't know how you get stuck, though. Do you reckon it's like...
Unless it was like it got to a point where there was multiple ways to go, and then she just got lost and didn't know where she was.
It's like a labyrinth. Like it's a... It's a Pan's Labyrinth down there. There's multiple ways.
Exactly. And I think she might...
It could be like that. You know that house, the one that BuzzFeed Unsolved, the house that the Winfield woman built?
With the doors? Yeah, and they've got endless doors that go nowhere.
Yeah. Maybe it's like that, where like she opened a door. Not obviously no doors in the sewer, but she ran somewhere. It just... Like
led to nowhere.
Led to nowhere. Exactly right. Just loop back around. Just like that house. You're on like the third floor or something, or the second floor. You open the door and it opened.
There was something
to the outside.
There was something stupid. Like there was something stupid. Like 200 rooms, wasn't there?
I think it was like 500. I think it was more than that. That's still and ridiculous. Like
your, oh, creepy stuff. Creepy stuff.
Do you imagine? But
Shout out to Shane and Ryan. We'd love to get you on the podcast.
Yeah, they're both been on some guys. But it does make me think, like, how did they get stuck in a, like, 45 meters?
How far would the dog would have had to go on in that far, wouldn't it? It's not like they go in that far. Yeah. It's not like she goes into 30 meters. Finds the dog and then just keeps walking. You'd think she'd turn around and go back.
It makes me like they said that they got them through a manhole, I think.
So she's gone in somewhere else.
Yeah, so maybe she's gone in the sewer and then she's gone all the way in where there's a manhole around her. Like a...
Yeah.
They've popped up.
Oh, geez, you'd freak out. But I wonder if she had her phone flashlight.
Do you know what I wonder?
What?
I wonder if the woman had the world's longest nails. Maybe she didn't. But our next...
We know who does.
Yes, we do know. Lee Redmond holds the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails ever on a woman. They were ripped from her hands in a horrific accident.
I'm sure if you were born in the 2000s or roughly 2000s, you would have loved this lady or been absolutely terrified of her. Go on with the story, Cam.
If you had to guess, have you read the article? How long do you reckon her fingernails are?
Look, I've read the article, so I'm not going to give false hope.
8.65.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's unbelievable. She hasn't cut her fingernails since 1979.
Oh.
Do you know the thing, though? Like, if you are that dedicated where you don't cut your fingernails for 41 years, like, that becomes a part of your identity and becomes a part of you. Become, hey, look, it's Lee, the fingernail lady.
Exactly. Obviously, she wanted to go by this.
Mm. Do you reckon she got to like a point where they're like fingernail, like, how
would you function?
Oh, yeah, like, imagine like opening a fridge and like you'd have to like curl. She stand like 5 meters away and like kind of try to open it with her fingernails. So it should be great.
They're strong with that. They'd be strong.
Oh, you reckon? Oh, they might be. Yeah, they'd have to be. But,
yeah.
Yeah, but like when my fingernails get to... Like you would say my fingernails get relatively long. But like any more than like 2 millimeters is far too long.
Well, here's some tips for all you fingernail growers out there. She dips them in olive oil every day and uses bottle after bottle of strengthening and polish to keep them in tip-top condition. So if you want to explain what happened to her, Cab, that'd be fantastic.
Yep. So the thing that happened to her... What is that? What does it even say? Oh, here we go. Sorry. She had a car crash and they were ripped off is what happened. And
oh God.
That's what it said. That's what it says. But
are they the extent of her injury in the car crash? Imagine that being the only thing that happened.
Yeah, car crash, like broken femur. what else is there in a car crash?
I broke my nails.
Head trauma. Oh my God.
Yeah, head trauma. I
broke my nails. Remember that? Where was that from? It's like a Mean Girls thing.
Yeah, an old meme that used to. Oh my gosh! I think I broke a nail.
Oh, I thought you were going Anaconda.
No.
Oh my God! Oh, that's
what else was a craze in the 2000s, though, Cab?
What was a craze in the 2000s?
Rubik's cubes.
Rubik's cubes. They are a craze. Although you've kind of given away a big portion of what this story, the next story. Is. Yeah.
That's so, okay. We needed a fun, creative way to segue.
We did. So you may be wondering why Brock brought up Rubik's Cube. And that's because a husband has really, really upset his wife by saying that he wants to name his child Cube.
After the Rubik's Cube.
Named after the mathematical enigma that is the Rubik's Cube. I say...
We'll read a couple of paragraphs from... You go, sorry.
No, you go. I insist.
Okay. So I read a couple of paragraphs. I thought it was a cute and funny idea. Recently, my husband thought of a name. I thought of some names too. I like Dylan, Jared, and Lauren. My husband was like, I was thinking Cube, like, you know, Rubik's Cube. I thought he was joking, but he was not. He was dead serious. So could you imagine, Kat, your husband coming to you
Yes, I'm imagining my husband.
and saying, I want to name our son Cube.
Cube.
What did you do?
Do you know what I've noticed about America? What would I do? First of all, I'd say, look, I love the creativity, but perhaps not.
One person joked, this is probably my favorite part of the article. One person joked, lol, who names their kid Cube? What a blockhead.
Blockhead. But do you know, there's definitely a kid named Cube or someone named Cube in the world. I remember watching, say, where is this? Is this America?
Is
this Canada?
Maybe.
But it doesn't actually say where it is. But I know, like, I remember watching a TV show, and it's in Alabama. Right? Alabama, you know, it doesn't. What a state. But anyway, and this woman had 9 kids under the age of 5, and the names were unbelievable. They were like Bridge, Basket. They were just named after objects.
Well, you think of like naming your kid after a city. Like we had a few kids back in primary school. Their names were like Boston, Orlando. I think that's pretty cool.
Orlando's a cool name. Orlando Bloom.
Oh. Wow. We are not even sitting next to each other. We're via Zoom, so it's very rare that we get connections like that. So,
ooh, I do be like that sometimes, though. But it made me think.
What are some other weird names?
Is this really the weirdest name? Elon Musk, obviously, recently has been in the news after naming his child. Or was it XAAE12?
Yeah, how is it pronounced? Hey, Google, how do you pronounce Elon Musk's newborn child's name?
That's pronounced Elon Musk's.
Oh, okay. Smart ass Google.
Google likes to tell it how it is. But like, did you say that was against the law though? Had to change the name from 12 to XII.
Do you know why it was against? It was only illegal because it was the number 12.
No, what about the dash? I feel like the dash would have been pretty. How does it even work? It's like you have to register your name, the name to have a child. Again, in the thing. How'd you go through all these names? Jared, yeah. Sarah, yeah. Lauren, XA12. Sure.
There were speculations that it was pronounced Elijah.
Elijah.
Yeah, but recently on the Joe Rogan podcast, which we'd love to get you on, Joe.
that's like the fifth plug we've got.
It is pronounced X-A-12. So
X-A-12. X-A-12. Okay, yeah. If I ever meet him. Is it a him? Could be anything.
Yeah. Gender
fluid. Yeah. But do you know what would break the law?
What?
That's the best
robbing one. Robbing a bank.
That's the best one so far. Definitely.
Robbing a bank, cab.
A man breaks into a California bank to heat up a hot pocket, gets arrested, but says it was worth it.
Our first thoughts on this was, well, I initially thought a hot pocket was a toasty. Now, we're yet to confirm this, but you thought a hot pocket was a completely different thing.
we don't need to go into that, Brock. As a matter of fact, I'm not quite sure why you brought this up in the podcast.
We'll leave it up to the viewers, listeners, to look up Alabama hot pocket.
Please don't. That was Brock. Okay, so if anything happens,
Cab's thinkings.
So a man broke into a bank just so he could heat up the toasty in the microwave. I'm gonna call it toasty, just so there is no confusion.
Yes.
Don't have anything lost in translation. So the surveillance cameras caught the man breaking inside the break room to use the microwave.
Ironic.
And when the man was arrested, officers say that he told them why he's here, and here is the exact conversation. Reporter, why did you... What? So you did that for a hot pocket, man. Yes, all that for a hot pocket. You broke into a bank for a hot pocket, man. Hot pocket, hot pocket. Reporter, was it worth it? Man, hell yeah, it was worth it. Bleep, yes, it was worth it. A hot pocket, hell yeah. The man,
You go.
Okay, if you insist. The man was arrested on suspicion of breaking into the bank, but the police have not released his name or any other details.
I feel like this dude just did it to become a meme.
A meme? Like,
yeah.
You were saying, Brock, how far, so microwave, if you didn't have a microwave and you like noodles, not noodles, you can have a kettle. What did
you put in the mic? Popcorn.
Popcorn, exactly right. You were about to watch a movie and you need some popcorn. Would you break into another person's home and use their microwave or a bank or anywhere?
I personally would not, but I can see why people do.
Pretty victimless act. Other than that awkward confrontation when
you... I don't know why I just didn't walk in and ask, hey guys, I don't want to rob you, but I just need to use your microwave for my hot pocket, man.
I don't think when you go into a bank, I don't think the first thing you say to start a conversation is, okay, I'm not here to rob you, but... Could you imagine going to the bank and be like...
Imagine the dude be like, sorry, can you repeat the first five words that you just said? I'm not here to rob the bank, but...
Yeah, I imagine it to be a conversation where he says that to open it and then he goes on this whole rant, but the person's not paying attention to anything else he says other than, I'm not here to rob you. Banks are like, you got to be careful in banks. Like, you're just in that Simpsons episode when Homer walks in with the lollipop in the pocket.
Yeah.
He walks in, everyone's just like, oh my God, he's got a gun. Or if you do want to rob a bank, make sure you don't douse yourself in lemon juice. So we found out last
week. I forgot about that pod.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain you referenced that last week. There's some weird stuff with banks. Like people, like some guy called up a bank. He rung them and said, he rung the bank and said, make sure you get all the money out in 15 minutes. So when I'm there, I can just take it and leave. He called up the bank like they were like they were like a bank service. Pardon? No, they just called the cops, and when he rocked up, he's like, oh, where's the money? And the cops are just like, cuff sound effect.
So he rocked up?
Yeah, he rocked up to the bank and expected them, and genuinely expected them to have the money.
Could you imagine that? The audacity to rock up. Hoping that they were there. Could you imagine the bank manager standing there with the money? There you go, sir.
Do you reckon it was like a trap? Like they had the money. They're like, sorry, so like, you know how they have to line up and you have to give you details. And they're like, oh, why are you here, sir? Yes. I'm here for the money. I was the guy on the phone 15 minutes ago.
I called recently.
Let me just get that for you. It goes there.
Sorry, I'll go out the back.
Brings out a cop. Cop's just there. Rocks up.
Anyways, I think that might bring us to a close for this week's pod. It's been good to have you guys on. We've got a very big week installed for you guys.
Massive week. Massive.
You should be extremely keen. We are not just trying to get you to listen. We really do have some exciting stuff. It's a big jump in the podcast. As always, leave a comment on the Instagram. Message us if you want us to talk about anything.
Recently got TikTok as well.
So, yeah, go hit us up on TikTok. Cab's the TikTok man over there.
I'm the TikTok man. We'll just post videos of us doing dances.
That'll probably be the best thing that we do ever, our TikTok account.
Awkward pause.
All right, guys. Very awkward pause. I don't know how to close. I'm not very good at closing. But remember, guys, stay cool, but don't freeze. And remember to be yourself, because everyone else is taken. Woo!